Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is financial storm, Israel and Palestinians, and Russia. Okay, first of all, let's talk about the financial storm. My heart is to try to warn you as best as I possibly can. And in the last week, I have had 5 dreams. And I even tell you one. Okay, one of them was that I answered the phone and someone was calling. It was a lady on the phone and she wanted me to make a payment on something. And I told her, well, I don't have the money. And she said, well, you need to start selling things. So as a matter of fact, I just got a phone call. When I get done with this, I'm getting up to go and sell something. Because I know in here, it's not just a dream. I know in here that the Johnson family, but I don't think it's just the Johnson family, and Prophecy Club, but I don't think it's just Prophecy Club. I think that in here, God has warned me that we, Johnson Family, Prophecy Club, and you, I think it's America. I think we are about to go through a big, bad storm. And I prayed, I've been asking, what is it? Okay, is it Palestinian state? Biden twists Israel's arm. We split Israel. God splits us. Is it New Madrid fault? Is it the dollar dot? I can't seem to get an answer on what it is. All I know is that in here, God is warning me and my family to lighten the load, get ready for a storm. So I'm selling some things. And I'm also probably going to cancel a life insurance policy. We're skinnying down any place and every place we can. I say that because I want to let you know with everything in my heart, I believe the Lord has spoken to me personally. I cannot guarantee he's spoken to you. But I think if you are wise, because for the last 30 years, my life has been warning people. Now think about it. If you were God, who would you warn first? Your watchman, okay? I mean, someone that has dedicated their life to warning people. You're going to see that they get the warning first, right? Would you agree? Okay. Well, your people believe in me, and you believe in this ministry. So who do I want to see get warned first? That's right, you. So I'm just telling you, I don't think it's just me. I don't think it's just Prophecy Club. I think that I don't know what it is, and I don't know how long it is. I just told my son, I said, I wish God would talk to me more. I wish he would tell me more. I have lots of questions for him. You know, who's the Antichrist? What nation did he come from? When's he going to arrive? Who's the false prophet? I mean, I have a lot of questions. I just can't get him to give me all the answers. But what I can, I'm trying to warn you. I'm trying to tell you this is not a joke. Better pay attention. Get your house in order. Lighten the load. That's what I'm doing. I'm lightening the load. Also, Jason Meeks called, and I don't have time to go into that. But anyway, he's a prophet. He's been through Leslie's prophet training, and he's heard for me in Prophecy Club on several occasions. Been right. So he's saying that he had a dream that we should start asking people to join Prophecy Club, just $9.90 a month or more. He said, because this is going to be important to have a lot of people supporting you to get you through this big, bad storm that's coming. Now, he did call recently and say, you know, I read back through it. And he says, what I sense is that it's not going to be a long storm. In the dream, in the evening, the storm hit, but by the morning, it was gone. In other words, I'm sensing it's going to be like 2 or 3 months. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's only 2 or 3 months for you. But I think that's just 2 or 3 months for Prophecy Club. So if you haven't subscribed, I'll ask you to. If you haven't joined us, $9.90 a month or more, I'll ask you to. The QR code down at the bottom will take you there real easy. Okay. I'm going to ask you to read this because there's some things that I'm saying here in the text that I cannot say because the filters will catch it. But as you know, Coverstone was told that there's some big changes coming, and I can't even say the word. That's the reason I'm asking you to read the text, okay? As I talk, don't listen to me, read the text. But I'm trying to tell you that I've got at least four, maybe five programs that I need to make. And I need to tell you some things that are real important, but I cannot put it up on the normal transmission things. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm avoiding certain words. So what we're going to do here shortly is have the program put, those kind of programs, the ones that will not pass the muster, so to speak. I'm going to have a special place, and I'm going to send you to that special place so that you can get the programs that what we're going to call it Prophecy Club Unfiltered, where I can tell you things without getting shut down. So there, if you read that, then you know what I'm talking about. Let's go on. Okay, Russia. New headline. Russia would be able to destroy the U.S. in 1 hour. Can you believe they're openly saying this? And yet, Biden administration, whoosh, not paying attention. The average person, look, I loved watching the Super Bowl, but I also go to church. I like going out. We went out to eat after Sunday. I like doing that. But also read my Bible, also pray, also have a prayer closet. But you see, the problem is most Americans, they're just playing and having a good time. Look at what is said. Russia is openly saying Russia would be able to destroy America in 1 hour. It says we're the only country in the world that can destroy the United States in 1 hour. And I agree. If we'll just listen to what our enemy is saying, by the way, it's really not Russia doing it. It's really the hand of God. Because Russia can't do, as we say in Texas, a cotton-picking thing unless God allows them to do it. So it's really the hand of God. As a matter of fact, the angel spoke to Dimitri, said, when God hits America, all the nations will be terrified. And they will. Now let's go on to the next one. This is a picture I love because that's, look at that. Look at that picture. Let that sink into your heart. Sad to say, but that day is coming. I want to think it's 4 or 5 years away. I'm scared to think. I don't think it's this year, but I can't say it's not going to be this year. It could be. Okay, so here are some scriptures that says America is destroyed in 1 hour. Alas, alas, the great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is that judgment come. Another scripture, for in 1 hour so great riches had come to naught. And another one, in 1 hour she is made desolate. Bible says in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, let a thing be established. There's 3. So America is destroyed in 1 hour. So if you want to be able to weather the storm, look, if you got an IRA, if you got a 401k, you need to call these people and say, okay, what can you do for me? Because as Lindsey Williams said, if it's in paper and an IRA or a 401k, I'm told, is pretty much paper. He says, if it's in paper, it's pretty much what the paper is written on. In other words, you can lose it all. But if you call these guys, they can help you put it into precious metals, gold, silver, and things, and have it close enough to you where you can get a hold of it pretty quickly. All right, enough said. Go check them out. This is, of the 160 guest speakers we had at the Prophecy Club, this one right here, he's my favorite. Henry Gruber. I love this guy. We had him in our home several times. I think he made like 7 DVDs for Prophecy Club more than anybody else. If there's anybody I know is hearing from God, this is the guy. Here's what he said. What he used to do is, before he went to be with the Lord, he used to walk and pray over cities. He would get a map and systematically walk up and down every street in the city, praying aloud, praying the Spirit, loosing the angels, go do warfare. When he was done, he would go up to a high point, lift his hands, and reclaim the city for God. And a lot of times he said that revival would break out in the city after he'd prayed over it. Anyway, he said he had just been walking in Wales. December 14th, 1986, I went on top of the Eagle Tower in Carnarvon Castle. All of a sudden, I was lifted above the earth, looking down on the earth like a globe. I saw these massive amounts of ships and airplanes coming out of Norway, out of this inlet. They headed down between the United States and New Europe. They literally covered the whole Atlantic. I looked over on the globe in the United States. I saw coming out of the United States these radio communication towers. I saw the jagged lines that, like they draw to show communications are coming out. All of a sudden, they begin to sprinkle down on the earth like dust. I thought, oh no, they're not getting through. They're not getting through. They don't know what is happening. Why? Because an EMP pulse hit them. That's the reason I have one of these on my car. I have one of these on my house. So that when the suitcase nukes or when these kind of nukes, I mean, look, you know, I want my car to start. In an emergency, that's when you need it more than any other time. And this guy here is supposed to be able to stop this EMP pulse. It's in what you do is go to empshield.com. empshield.com. If you put in the promo code prophecy, it helps your prophecy club, but also gets you a $50 discount. Okay, here we go. So all of a sudden they begin to sprinkle down on the earth like dust. I thought, oh no, they're not getting through. They don't know what's happening. They're totally oblivious. Then I began to see submarines emerging from under the surface. I was surprised how close they were to our borders. They were in our territorial waters. The missiles took less than 60 seconds from launch to detonation. I saw one hit Seattle, Bellevue, San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, Miami, Tampa. I saw six nuclear blasts that just literally leveled everything. Okay, because we're not talking about Hiroshima and Nagasaki. We're talking about those were 4 kilotons. They have 250 and 350 kilotons. We're talking one would destroy DFW. I cried out and said, oh God, when will this be and what will be the sign of us coming? I heard an audible voice speak from behind me and say, when Russia opens her doors and lets the masses go, the free world will occupy themselves with transporting, housing, feeding, and caring for the masses and will let down their weapons and cry peace and safety, and then sudden destruction will come. Then is when it will come. And you can watch this on WatchProphecyClub.com. WatchProphecyClub.com. So here it is, EMP Shield. You go to EMP Shield, put in the promo code prophecy. All right, let's go on. Coverstone, I'm only going to cover part of it. So this is about 21. He says, I was standing in front of the hospital watching severe storms all around me. Lots of people were rushing into the hospital with bags, luggage, household items. An ambulance backed up to the front door. People ran inside with bags of groceries. One man had an old brown grocery bag full of day-old bread, notice it, and that day-old bread written on the bag. The pace of the people running was quickened by the lightning and the storms that were hovering over the hospital, yet without rain. The man with the bread yelled at me, get inside, where it is safe. I have enough bread for everyone. And so, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to say it again. I have made provisions. If I can't leave my home for a year, I have food, I have water. Do you? If you don't, then I'd suggest you go to Joseph Kitchen. Most of your long-term survival storage places, you're talking $9,000, $10,000 to feed one person for a year. Joseph Kitchen, about $1,000. So you want to spend $9,000 or $10,000 or $1,000. What you do is you get yourself, look, they have videos. They'll explain it all to you. Show you how to make the wheat, show you how to make the bread. As a matter of fact, that's just what I had for breakfast. It's what I have most days for breakfast and lunch is a slice of bread. It's very good. Matter of fact, I always take a slice of bread before I go play racquetball. I run like the wind. Anyway, you want to get yourself a machine package that's wherewithal to make the bread. Then number two is how much food do you want to get? Josephskitchen.com. Josephskitchen.com. He's warning me, get light. You're about to go through a storm. If you think God would warn me, 30 years in the warning ministry, I'm telling you. I mean, I just got a phone call. I'm about to get up right now and go sell something to lighten the load. So I'm not saying something that is not true. Hopefully you guys know me well enough to know. So I'm warning you, it's coming. I don't know when, I don't know exactly what it is, but I'm imploring you, get ready. Okay, now let's talk about Israel and the Palestinian state. Yeah, I know, I've covered this a lot. I got some new information, new insight. I want to think it's not going to happen this year, but I'm being honest with you. It looks like it's happening this year. Now, here's the thing. They give the Palestinians a state. We already know America is twisting Israel's arm. If America splits Israel, God's going to split America. That means that New Madrid fault is probably going to hit this year. Death of the dollar is probably going to start this year. I hope you're believing me. All right, let's go on. Let me show you some things we got here. Rewarding the October 7th massacres with a Palestinian state. What do you get when you massacre over 1,000 people? A country. I like this article. What do you get when you massacre 1,000 people, rape, behead, torture, kidnap everyone Jewish, Christian, or non-Arab inside international diplomatic recognition? Secretary of State Tony Blinken has reportedly begun conducting a review of options for recognizing a Palestinian state after the war. Bingo. This is what we've been talking about. This is what we've been watching for, and here it is. UK Foreign Secretary David Cameron published an op-ed calling for a pause in the fighting, and they say they want to exchange Israel hostages for captured Hamas terrorists. Now, Israel hadn't called me and asked me my opinion. You probably don't want to know what I would say to do, but I would say, look it. First, you release all of the Israeli hostages. First. Then we'll talk about stopping the war. If not, we're going to bulldoze it all into the sea. Again, you don't want to know, I'm very, very, very pro-Israel. And I'm going to show you some scriptures to back that up here in just a second. Anyway, in the fighting, exchanging Israeli hostages for Hamas terrorists and providing a safe passage to key Hamas leaders and the people responsible for October 7th. In other words, we'll let your people go if you let all of the bad guys that killed all your people go. That's what they're really saying. Crazy. We, with allies, will look at the issue of recognizing a Palestinian state. We must give the people of the West Bank and Gaza a political perspective of a credible route to a Palestinian state in a near future. Well, listen to this next part. A poll found, see, because a lot of people saying, oh, those poor Palestinians. A poll found 74% of the Palestinians supported the Hamas atrocities of October the 7th, and a majority extremely supported them. Only 12% were against. 83% of those in the West Bank and under the Palestinian Authority and the immediate beneficiaries of statehood supported the crimes. 98% in Gaza and the West Bank said that they felt pride as the Palestinians over the war. 74% expected the fighting to end with the defeat of Israel forces in Gaza. In other words, they weren't going to just get a few hundred hostages. The whole thing was started to totally destroy Israel. That's the meaning between from the river to the sea. In other words, they want to totally destroy all of God's people. Anyway, let's go on. Only 17% supported a two-state solution. So Gaza doesn't want a new two-state solution. Israel doesn't want a two-state solution. Who wants a two-state solution? America, or really the devil. Why? Because they want to take Israel apart piece by piece. So we'll get as much of Israel this year, and then down the road we'll get more and get more until finally there isn't an Israel. That's where they're really going. This is what supporting the Palestinian people with a, quote, Palestinian state really means, the article says. Former minister, unlike Cameron, backed Brexit, warned, accelerating unilateral recognition of Palestinian state is simply going to reward Hamas atrocities. In other words, giving them the Palestinian state is not going to bring peace. And that's exactly right. The only reason any of this is being discussed is The October 7th Hamas attack, that's the only thing that started it. I think the October 7th Hamas attack was the hand of God that is going to get Israel to do a couple of things. And I'm going to discuss that here in just a second, so I'll keep going. Hamas will be able to claim victory, and so will the Palestinians who took part in it and cheered and supported it to a larger degree than Germans supported Hitler. The Palestinian Authority, on which the hopes for a Palestinian state depend, is just as bad. Democratic elections in a, quote, Palestinian state would mean Hamas would win, is what it's saying. The Islamic terror group won the 2006 legislative elections and took over Gaza. Now, skipping down. But most of them disagree and want Hamas to head or form part of a unity coalition of Islamic terrorist groups running a Palestinian state. So the Palestinian state is not about having peace. It's about eliminating Israel. That's where they're really going. The only Palestinian Authority candidate could beat Hamas is Marwan Barghouti, the grandfather of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade. In other words, all of these people want to eliminate Israel, who has served or is currently serving several life sentences in Israel. Recognizing a Palestinian state, this article says, means either recognizing the Palestinians' authority and terror dictatorship in the West Bank or Hamas. Either way, an Islamic terrorist group will run the place and eliminate any opposition and launch more terrorist attacks against Israel than anyone else. In other words, they're not going to stop till every Jew is dead, period. Now, I've covered this, and I'm going to cover it twice, but in different ways. This is my opinion based upon some 30 years of being a watchman. You know, we've had 160 guest speakers, 330 DVDs we've made. I memorized the book of Revelation, written 4 books on Bible prophecy. So you might say God is kind of filling me with some good stuff. This is what I see. God's war is the hand of God. Israel will eventually see they're not strong enough to defeat the Muslim nations surrounding them. Massive oil will be discovered. It'll make the Jews willing to fight for their land and the money to strengthen the military. Israel and America will go against most of the rest of Islam, and Israel will emerge the great victor and get back all of her land from the Euphrates to the Nile. Then all the world with the Russians as the leader go down to attack Israel. This is the plan of God, to bring the moths or the nations to the flame of his morning star for him to destroy them. Jesus will return using the morning star or his glory, which he got about 4 months earlier at the marriage supper. Jesus burns all those whose name is not in the book of life, leaving piles of ashes and bones. Now, said a different way, this is another overview, again, my opinion. Israel will never lose another war. I'll show you scriptures on that in a minute. Nor be uprooted from their land. At the conclusion of this Israel-Gaza October 7th war, Israel's going to finally see that they cannot defeat all of their enemies being the Muslim nations surrounding them. So, she's going to finally have to give the Palestinians a state. But it's only a temporary measure to allow them to strengthen the military. Then when massive oil is found in Israel, it'll give Israel the money to build a military and willingness to fight for their land. Israel will then be attacked. Israel and America will fight against most of Islam. Israel uses its new secret weapon and devastates her surrounding enemies. Stan, are you serious? Do you really think Israel can defeat all of her Islamic and Muslim nations around her? No, I'm not saying that. I'm going to show you the scripture for it here in just a second. So Israel will get back all of her land from the Euphrates to the Nile. I'll show you the scripture in a minute. Including most of Saudi Arabia, Jordan, a third of Egypt, half of Iraq, and all of Syria. When Israel is at rest, Russia, Iran, Ethiopia, Turkey, and Syria, and most of the eastern nations like China and most of those east of the Euphrates River, is going to attack. God has put a hook in their jaws, which we believe is oil, drawing them down to attack Israel, because Israel right now is the great victor. And what's left of Russia and all of the other nations of the world, after the devastating attack between NATO and Russia and all of her allies, is destroyed. And so this is Jesus destroying all of evil. Now, let me show you some scriptures to back up what I'm talking about. This says Israel is going to be at peace when Armageddon takes place. Well, they're certainly not at peace today. Here's the scripture. They shall dwell safely, all of them. Here's a second to backup scripture. When my people of Israel dwelleth safely. Here's more. In case you want to know why I love Israel so much, because Bible says, I will bless them that bless you. I want to be blessed. I will curse them that curse you. I don't want to be cursed. In case you want to know why, the land, here it is. Unto thy seed have I given this land, from the great river river of Egypt to the great river, the river of Euphrates. So it's saying, let me show you the map. Okay, so this is Israel today. This is Israel after the victory. Let me show you one more scripture. Abraham, Moses, and Joshua all were promised, every place the sole of your foot shall tread, I have given to you. Well, where did they tread? The wilderness from Lebanon, it tells you exactly where it is. Here's what it is. So this is little Israel today. But after she pulls out the secret weapon, obviously given to her by God, this will be Israel after the great victory. In other words, there's a great slaughter. I mean, Muslims around the world are slaughtered by something. I don't know how Israel does it. I don't know. I don't know what the secret weapon. I'm just quoting scripture here. And I gave you some more scriptures over there. A couple of more things. Massive oil and gas reserves are discovered under Gosrell. Now, this is back in November of 23. But it goes on to tell you that massive amounts of oil have been discovered out in the ocean over by Gaza Strip. We covered that, so I'm not going to take too much. But this is the fulfillment of that scripture. They shall suck of the abundance of the seas. Meaning, here's the whole point. Russia's planning on attacking America. It's going to happen. America will be destroyed in 1 hour. It's going to happen. God raise up China, Japan, many of the nations. They'll go against the Russians, defeat the Russians, back the Russians against the Paris, where they sign a peace treaty. But the world makes the Russians their leader. Then, and this is when Israel just has a fantastic victory, and I believe during this war is when Russia takes out America. Then after the big NATO war where Israel is, where Russia is back to the gates of Paris, then all the world comes down to attack Russia, led by the Russians, come down to attack Israel. It's Armageddon. Jesus returns and defeats the armies in the earth. Because the Bible says that once Israel is back in her land, she's never uprooted again. That means she will never, ever, Israel, let me say it again, Israel will never, ever lose another war, even if Jesus has to return to see that it doesn't happen. And that's exactly what Armageddon is. It's God bringing all the nations of the earth down to attack little Israel, bringing the moths to the flame where he'll destroy them, period. Now, I strongly recommend that you see my heart on this. I'm telling you, when I get it done here in just a minute, I'm getting up to go and sell some things. I believe it that much. I'm probably going to cancel one of my life insurance policies. I'm making some big changes. I am lightening the load because, and I'm asking you to join Prophecy Club, $9.90 a month or more, so that we can be here for you during the troubled times ahead. Make your provisions now. Let me talk about our three sponsors briefly. First, if you want to get gold or silver, we're going to send you to 800-200-GOLD or prophecyclubgold.com, prophecyclubgold.com. Second, if you want to get long-term emergency food, the only place I would send you to is josephskitchen.com. It is what I believe is God's long-term storage food. As you recall, Pharaoh and Joseph, what fed the world for 7 years was wheat. Most of your long-term storage places, $9,000 to $10,000 to feed one person for 1 year. Joseph's Kitchen can show you how to do it for about $1,000, One person, 1 year. And EMP shield. If you want your car to start, if you want your computers to start after some kind of nuclear event, that's the device to get. And if you go to empshield.com and use the promo code PROPHECY, get your $50 discount and help your prophecy grow.